He knows where the ambush spot is. He stops because he doesn't see her.
The male stops his charge. Adopting a slower pace and a more defensive posture. He sniffs the air and smells spilled blood.
He senses something's wrong, but has no idea what. He catches slight movement. As he turns and looks, he sees the silhouette of a massive Allosaurus that is now closing in.
It's an unequal match. The Allosaurus is much larger and more powerful than the Ceratosaurus.
The Allosaurus's jaw is snapped shut within inches of the Ceratosaurus, but he's safe. The Allosaurus turns his body and the Ceratosaurus lines up to try to figure out where the mate is. The male can only assume she's run off, or worse, the Allosaurus has killed her.
But the Ceratosaurus is lighter and more nimble.
He knows that in this dense forest, he can maneuver a lot quicker. Using trees as defense, he ducks in and out, trying to get in close enough to attack the Allosaurus. The Allosaurus stands its ground and simply leans that monstrous body forward, snapping that mouth every time the Ceratosaurus steps from behind a tree. Ceratosaurus looks at his attacker and recognizes the two most vulnerable spots. He realizes that if he can outflank the Allosaurus and jump on its side, the Allosaurus has no defense. He'll be able to leap onto his side and rip him open. His long, stiffened tail is designed like a balancing pole. He can leap onto the side of that Allosaurus and use that tail to balance while he's up there. It would be like the world's first rodeo rider, only this rodeo ends in death. The claw drives home directly into the Allosaurus. The Allosaurus roars in terror as it stands upright, blood gushing from the wound. Now the fight has changed. It's personal. The Ceratosaurus now has the perfect opportunity to outflank an Allosaurus.